Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is, we're unpacking South Africa's National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Master Plan.
All right, which is quite a mouthful, but we usually just call it NOZ.
Yeah, NIZ. It's basically this 10-year roadmap pulled from our stack of sources, and it's designed to rescue honestly, a completely stagnant small business sector.
Stagnant is putting it mildly.
Seriously, okay, let's unpack this. When you picture a thriving economy, you usually imagine a constantly expanding web of small businesses, right?
You do, yeah.
But if you look at the vital signs of South Africa's formal small business sector, the growth line has been basically flat for three decades.
It's a sobering reality. I mean, fewer than 300,000 formal small businesses actually providing formal employment.
What, that low?
Yeah, and yet right next door, the informal, survivalist economy completely dwarfs that number. You've got well over a million people operating entirely off the books.
That million to 300K ratio is just staggering. It makes you wonder, why is no one crossing the bridge into the formal sector?
Exactly.
Is the barrier to entry just too high? Or, does the government even know who they are trying to help? Because looking at the master plan, the root of the problem seems to be a complete lack of accurate data.
Oh, entirely.
It's like they've been trying to hit a target in the dark with a one-size-fits-all approach. I mean, how can you support a sector if different government departments can't even agree on what a small business actually is?
What's fascinating here is that this is exactly what has been happening. Imagine, say, the tax office saying you're a small business if you make under $1 million.
Right.
But then the Trade Department says, well, you're only a small business if you have fewer than 5 employees.
Oh, man. So you just end up legally trapped in the middle.
You do. You can't fix what you can't measure. So the master plan's very first fix is establishing a uniform legal and statistical definition for micro, small, and medium enterprises.
So everyone is finally operating from the exact same playbook then.
Right, exactly. No more conflicting definitions.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure it sticks, the plan mandates a strict annual review of small business to track these metrics across the entire ecosystem.
Okay, so defining the target stops them from swinging in the dark. But, I mean, survival isn't growth.
No, it's not.
Once the state actually knows who they are supporting, how do they fix the incredibly hostile environment these businesses operate in?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, because right now, smaller firms spend a massively disproportionate amount of their turnover just on bureaucratic compliance compared to huge corporations. So what does this all mean for the everyday informal entrepreneur?
This introduces a crucial shift, what they call the think small first principle.
Think small first.
Okay. Yeah. Moving forward. Laws will require regulatory impact assessments to prevent accidental red tape.
Oh, like proactively asking how a new rule impacts the smallest player before it even passes.
Exactly. And a big part of easing this hostile environment is introducing alternative dispute resolution, or ADR, mechanisms.
Let me pause you there, because the sources mentioned ADR specifically regarding late payments, right?
Received, yeah.
Because if a massive corporation sits on an invoice for 90 days, a small bakery can go bankrupt just waiting for a court date.
Absolutely.
Does this alternative dispute system essentially act as, a fast-track referee?
Precisely. It forces settlements without the need for expensive lawyers. Late payments from big corporations absolutely devastate a small business's cash flow.
Wow.
Yeah. So ADR gives them a fast, cost-effective way to survive those disputes.
That makes a lot of sense for protecting existing businesses. But, reading through the plan's strategy for actually growing the sector, they want to build this geographic spatial map of support services.
Right, to help businesses find resources.
Yeah, but honestly, here's where it gets really interesting. Is a digital phone book actually going to help? Or is the real issue that government support is just incredibly fragmented?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the map is really just a diagnostic tool.
Oh, okay. Like seeing where the gaps are.
Exactly. The real cure lies in what the plan calls game changer programs.
Game changer programs.
Yeah, the state realizes it can't fix this alone from the top down. So instead of blindly throwing grants at small towns, they form coalitions.
Who forms the coalitions?
Local businesses, universities, city councils, the private sector. They group together to solve one specific local problem.
Like fixing a single broken supply chain.
You got it. It shifts away from siloed government mandates toward targeted local execution.
That actually sounds like a much more sustainable ecosystem. And that brings us to why you, listening to this, should care.
Definitely.
Because the South Africa struggle doesn't exist in a vacuum. It mirrors a massive global economic puzzle.
It really is the ultimate test of economic policy. How do you successfully transition millions of people from an informal survivalist economy into a thriving regulated market?
Right. How do you make the formal system attractive and accessible enough that stepping out of the shadows is actually worth the risk?
And the cost.
Yeah, the cost for these entrepreneurs. Which leaves you with this final thought to chew on.
Go for it.
If government red tape and compliance costs are so burdensome that they actively repel formalization,
yeah,
at what point does that massive informal economy actually become the true functional core of a nation's commerce?
Wow, that's a great point.
Something to explore on your own. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.